Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How you doing? Welcome back to the show. As always, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for tuning in. So please tell a friend, tell an enemy, tell a coworker, tell somebody about the podcast. Help me grow this thing, folks. As I usually do, I will start off with my milestone for the week. And for those who don't know, I have a five-year-old son. His name is Miles, thus the milestones. I like to highlight different things that's going on in his life and just different milestones that he's reaching. And this will be the second-to-last podcast I'll do while he's not here. His summer is coming to a close. He will be in Rochester one more week, and we'll go pick him up, and he'll start first grade. He got his teacher assignment. He's ready to come home and start school, but he's having a great time. And I can't believe it. I have a first grader on my hands. And yeah. And oh, yep. Back by popular demand. Popular demand meaning me. She's excited to be here. She's scrolling on her phone. She's looking at the city schedule and emailing me shit right now about a swim class. But everybody, she's here. She's queer. She's mad gay, B.
And what did that make you?
Gay too.
I'm gay for you. I'll be gay for you.
No, you wouldn't. You're right. I was gonna say, well, let me go find somebody in your friends list. That's me looking for an Airbnb if I even decided to even ask that question. You know what I mean? Not even ask. Ask. Yeah. Gotta ask that question. Bod is fresh. We're fresh off weekends of milestones ourselves, everybody, or huge events. Mine was fruitless, long, and boring. And actually, I can't say it was fruitless. I had good food. But, and then she went to the On the Run 2 tour with her dumb friend.
Don't talk about my
She's
friend.
She's super dumb, everybody. Tasha, and they went. Was it in Baltimore?
Yes.
All right. So, yeah, they went to go see Beyonce. How was the concert, Bot?
It was amazing. We were on the club level. And Barack and Michelle Obama were
president
behind us in the skybox, which was cool.
I would have watched them instead of watching Beyonce.
I mean, I'll be honest. Well, I mean, I'll watch Beyonce and Jay-Z, but I probably make such a spectacle of myself.
I would cry.
You would cry?
If I saw them? Oh, yeah. I would break down. I would probably pass out.
Maybe, like, if I talked to them.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
I would lose my shit.
But, I mean, that didn't, being that close in the vicinity, I don't know.
In the vicinity.
But when Barack first became president, I remember he came to the base where you worked at.
Why you say it like, nigga, you...
You've been where he was before. I'm just saying.
No, I've never seen him. But whenever they would come up, we weren't allowed to go outside. So it's not like... Because we had a couple people come through... who was that? Bush came to... Luke Air Force Base, and yeah, but they were like, hey, he landed here, and literally they were like, no one's allowed outside until he's gone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
No, I didn't know it was like that.
No, yeah, when they shut down, it's insane. They shut down freeways.
I remember that.
It's not fun. So, yeah.
Well, that's what.
Yeah, you don't
Black
get
sauce.
This. Yeah. So you saw them. What didn't you like about it?
About the concert?
The logistics of it, I'm assuming. Because
that's to be expected. So you just prepare yourself and
I can't do it.
You're fine.
I can't do it. There's nobody I would want to see music wise in a place that big where the parking is $50 and you gotta walk.
You don't have to pay $50.
You do.
No, you don't.
I said this before. In order for me to have the experience that I want, I would have to pay an astronomical amount for tickets to have every comfort. I don't want to deal with any other people. I don't want to wait in line for anything.
Well, Barack.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. For me to go to a Beyonce concert, I would have to be in the skybox with him. I just couldn't do it.
Well, I don't really require all of that.
I do. I'm weird like that. That's why people want to go to clubs. I'm like, I'm not waiting in line for anything. I want to be able to sit down. The music is too loud. There's so many times.
How old are you? 85?
I don't know. There's so many times after I finish doing shows in D.C., I'll walk by a club. And I literally just want to walk into that club, go to the DJ booth, unplug the music, and just tell everybody to go home. Turn the shit down. This is dumb.
You play your music loud like that in your own little Prius box. Like,
why you gotta call up my vehicle?
Because it is. It's small and you play music saying, super loud. How is that any different?
My car versus the club
is completely different. You're subjecting other people to your loud music.
This is my car.
Yeah, but it's super loud.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. I can hear it from upstairs.
That's your fault for having good ears.
I'm just saying. But it's for the experience. That's what it is.
Yes. The experience of... just the thought of... I can't believe I used to do that. I used to pay $20 to walk into a building just to get in and then pay more money to drink. Why?
Well, I don't drink. And most I just can't of the time, I was you can get that. In free.
No, as a female, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just saying it wasn't. And I like to dance, so I'm not going to do that.
That's silly.
At home.
I can't knock them because I walk by it with TJ and I'm like, I hate it. This is so dumb, but I get it because I was 22 and I did the same thing. But I walk by those clubs. I just literally just want to yell at everybody to go home and turn the shit off.
You are freaking... Hey, you kids,
get out of here! Turn it down!
You personify.
Yeah.
Like, let them live. Why would you even have to tell them to go home?
That's usually because...
How about you go home?
I am going home.
Well, just do it. Let them enjoy their time.
No.
Okay.
I usually had a bad set afterwards, too.
Probably.
My night sucked. Everybody's night's gonna suck.
I mean... I think it's the overall experience, too. If you want to have a correlation to comedy, people go to the comedy show to have a good time, to laugh. It's like a camaraderie with the audience. So at a concert, at a basketball game, at a football game, at a baseball game, it's like a shared experience with thousands of people. You don't really get that feeling every day. Like, that's not an every day.
Yeah, you do. When you wake up, that's an experience.
No.
Yeah, it is.
But it's not. You don't share it with other
people. On Facebook.
No.
Twitter.
It's not the
Snapchat.
Same. So, somebody like me, who I'm not really into sports or whatever, but I can appreciate that sense of camaraderie with people, you know, other fans there. Like, even if it's not something I'm really into, you just kind of feed off of that energy. I'm a person who feeds off of energy, so you know, maybe that's why it doesn't bother me so much. I'm not the biggest people person, contrary to what people might believe, but I appreciate creating those memories and being
that's the thing right now is creating memories.
That's always been my thing.
Is it? Why are you? There's a lot of eye rolling on this podcast right now. Don't be rolling your eyes at me.
Don't try to throw creative memories at my face.
Here we go with the little hand gestures. Why are you being, mad stereotypical B right now, B?
So what?
I'm just saying. Don't be flutter rolling your eyes.
You better my eyes.
Roll them. You better watch it. You better watch it.
Watch me roll.
I wonder what the surge prices were on the Ubers. They probably made a killing.
Yeah, I know there was hundreds of people just
hundreds
waiting, I guess, for rides. It really wasn't that bad, but if it's not your thing, I can see how it could be bad.
I can't do it.
It would be horrible. If you have anxiety, if you got social anxiety, if you just worry about you would be miserable.
I would be miserable. I just can't. I just wouldn't want to see anybody that big.
Like I said, my intentions were to have a good time by any means necessary. So nothing that happened. I accidentally hit the woman in front of me.
Of course, you had a good time. You hit somebody else.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I hit her with my fan on accident, and she had this worst attitude ever.
To be fair, I think you would have the same reaction if somebody was having a good time.
Yeah.
Not paying attention to the big ass Ming Dynasty fan.
Okay. And then when they said, I'm sorry, then life goes on.
Why you got these big ass fans anyway? You think
I was dancing and I knew I would be.
You think you're a Mortal Kombat character?
Yes.
Katana.
That was my.
Is it Katana or Melina who had the fans?
I don't know. But whatever the case, I was gonna have a good time regardless.
You obviously did. You knocked
people out
with fans.
I had to go back to my car because my purse was too big.
See,
I had to put all my stuff in the car. I thought I lost my license.
This is what I wanted.
Walk like
yeah.
All of that.
It sucked, didn't it?
And I still had a good time.
Shout out to whoever put her license back in the door.
Yes, that was very
you're
sweet.
A saint.
I appreciated that. But even
free
with
tickets
that,
to any free show that I'm doing.
As I was walking away, I was like, I think I lost my license.
But that's your attitude. You were mad that you couldn't have the purse.
I was not mad.
You were upset.
No, I wasn't.
Flustered.
No, I wasn't.
Okay. You were happy?
It was like, okay, well, I guess I'll go put it back.
But you were like, I'm going to lose something, didn't you?
No.
You just said you did.
When I got in the car to put my stuff in my pocket, I was like,
I can't point aggressively when I got gold thread.
Gold lame.
I got a thread stuck to my fingertip. All right.
I was just like, I don't put stuff in my pockets because I lose it.
See, that was not karma, but you made that happen.
Okay, well, it happened, and
that's because you
I got my
to.
License back.
Thanks, see?
That's
good.
All that matters. Yeah, then after the concert, we just sat in the car for like half an hour, 45 minutes.
Just listening to this, I'm like, I would never do that.
Yes, you would.
No, I would not.
I got to talk to my friend that I hadn't seen in
I'm talking about the concert. Yeah, I could sit in the car.
But I'm just saying, I told myself, I'm having a good time no matter what. So that's what happened. We had the best time ever, actually.
I got those tickets in what, February?
I think January, February.
There's no way I would buy tickets that early and still want to go to whatever thing that is.
There's something to look forward to.
I know. I think I find it more fun buying the tickets. That was stressful.
Yeah, I know what it can be.
That was stressful.
I was not expecting to go at all.
That was stressful.
I'm not going this year. It's just I have a lot going on. It's just too much to try to coordinate.
And then who came through? Who came through? But who came
Beyonce
through in the clutch? That's right. Who came through in the clutch? Huh?
So I was excited.
Who came through like Kobe?
Really?
Kobe clutch. Ooh, Kobe clutch.
That's something Kobe would come up with.
It is.
Black
Kobe,
Mamba.
Who better with that? I did. All right.
I refer to myself.
Me. Yeah, he made Black Mamba. He gave himself that name.
Exactly.
What's the deadliest snake on the planet? That's my nickname. Fucking.
Yeah.
That's why I love him. He had no friends. He's a friendless, friendless man. Ugh. But
I would definitely go again.
Of course you would. Of course you would.
I mean, there's, but as much as I do, I mean, I think I would see Drake. I don't know that there's really anybody else that I.
I'll go see
by themselves, just a solo. Unless it was like a just an intimate kind of.
Yeah, that's the only way I could something. Do it. I think I wouldn't, as much as I like Drake, I wouldn't go. It would cost too much money. Childish, again, too much money.
Well, see, this is where the issue is.
What's his name? The one dude I told you before? He plays the drums.
Pac.
Anderson .Paak.
Yeah.
I think that's probably about it.
But this is the issue. When I talk about creating memories, that's going to be... If it's going to be something worth remembering, it's probably going to cost something.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is it would cost literally too much money for me to go and enjoy the concert how I would want to enjoy it.
I mean, if you're worrying about all that, yeah, it
is. Yeah.
And then you know what you would do?
What?
Complain about how much it cost and it wasn't really
worth it. And I shouldn't have went.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you just do regular, you don't have to worry about all that.
Or I could just listen to the download or whatever you want to call it, the album.
Okay. So then when you
I don't need to watch Drake on stage. He's not doing anything.
I'm gonna
watch a little weird shoulder thing that he do.
You used to call me on myself.
Yeah, I don't need to see that little weird Canadian shimmy bullshit.
But what I said about the audience, like, that's a different...
I don't care about them.
Well...
That's the thing.
What's the last memorable thing that you did? The last memorable thing that you did where you like, this is a really good time. I will always remember this.
Yes, Lord! Ooh! That's a great segue into my weekend when I went down to Charlotte, North Carolina Comedy Zone to audition for the NBC Stand Up for Diversity Showcase 2-minute set. I won't forget that. But I also said after that, I'll never do that again. Never do that again.
Well, I'm talking about good, feel good memories.
I don't hold on to those.
Who doesn't? What's the point? What is the point? I need to know.
What's the point of what?
Just doing anything if it's not going to be something worth holding on to and remembering. Like, what, when it gets to be, you know, you 80.
I'm not going to make it that
85,
far.
90 years old. What are you going to say? What are you going to remember?
It definitely won't be, there's probably stuff that I haven't done yet that'll make it on the list, but I mean, it'll be moments with him, you know, college or whatever he decides to do with his education, or if, you know, he gets married. I mean,
of course, that's...
But that's the kind of stuff that sticks anyway.
But I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. Your children, that's a given. I'm saying for you.
But that's just, yeah, that's just...
For it to enrich your life.
That is it.
What if we didn't have Miles? What would it be? Oof. What would you...
I don't know. It's a great question.
Well, I mean, but the point of the question is to show...
What's your most memorable moment of your life?
I mean, I have a lot.
Name five.
Bang! The stage, getting my MBA.
Okay.
Getting married. These shows that I go to. Everything that I do, that's having a good time. Like, I enjoy that. I like... Going
our wedding, that shirt you wore is not a good memory for me.
It's a good memory for me. That was a good moment
for the record. But she wore my least. I hated that shirt. The material
and
was weird.
I got so many compliments.
I know. I was so mad about it.
Let's talk about the shirt you wore that four people could fit in. Okay, us and our witnesses.
I wore a 4X.
Rockaware shirt.
No, not even a shirt. It wasn't even a shirt. It was a long sleeve tee.
Right. So. And then we went to Chili's.
That we did.
But I always remember it.
Yeah. That was a good time.
Yeah, it was. That was a good time.
And how much did that cost us? Exactly.
$50.
See?
You're the one that's saying that you need all this money to do.
But I'm saying, I need comfort.
You're saying that you bougie.
That's for that, yeah.
Okay.
But the juice isn't working.
You can't be bougie and cheap.
Yes, I can. I can.
Okay. It depends,
but to
enter
me.
Enter zero memorable moments in your life.
I have plenty of memorable moments in my life.
I just asked you what was the last most memorable thing you did, and you said you couldn't think of
it. I just told you it was the NBC thing.
The one that you enjoyed.
I did enjoy it. I'm complaining about it, but it was cool walking in and seeing it.
I didn't hear you say anything good about it.
Because I didn't move on to the next round.
But that's not enjoy. If you're complaining about everything, you're not enjoying it.
You're enjoying complaining about it. It kind of is an enjoyment.
I feel like I don't know how you. It sounds like you don't want to enjoy your life. Like that's what that sounds like. You do everything in your power not to enjoy your life.
I enjoy my life.
That's what it sounds like.
We already got 20 minutes. We've gotten nowhere. My most memorable moment in my life, I don't know. It's just basic training. I don't know.
That's big.
But those are just milestone things, but it's not, I don't know.
I want to know something that you enjoy because I feel like you don't want to enjoy your life. Like, what was the last thing you did that you enjoyed? Where you just, no inhibitions, just, this is a good time.
Going down on you?
That's fun.
You heard it here on the podcast, folks.
Good talk.
No good talk. But yeah, the NBC thing, you know, I didn't make it, but it was a good experience. Good experiences aren't always great experiences or fun.
No,
I say that.
But my
question is, good experiences?
Yes.
Hanging out with Bert Kreischer at the Columbus Funny
Bone. Why don't I know about that?
I told you we hung out with Bert.
But you don't act. You didn't act like that was like a.
I don't know.
Because
I honestly do find it hard to really enjoy things because I don't
life.
Know. No.
Things are life.
I don't want to get too high. You already know my philosophy on this. You can't get too high. Because life will bring you right back down, crashing into.
And then as long as you land on your back, you can get back up.
Uh-oh. Hello. I like that one.
And enjoy your life.
I try.
I don't feel like you do.
I do, but I enjoy other things. I honestly get more joy out of giving people things than I do experiencing things myself.
But you have to be able to enjoy.
But for me, that's what I like to do. Like knowing that you guys were there enjoying the concert with nothing to worry about, that makes me feel good.
Well, that's
the cool. Whole getting the ticket and going like she has no idea, like you're just going about your day, and I knew you knew like the tickets are on sale and it was out of your mind, you're not going, and then I send you a picture of it and you're just like, oh shit. I mean, to me, shit like that, not shit, but things like that give me the biggest joy. I like.
So doing for others.
Yeah. It's like this is almost the same thing with the joke, how you like lead people one way and then you yank them back. Mm. So the further you lead them, the harder you jerk them back, the bigger the laugh. I like to blindside people with good stuff. You know? Like
if but it's funny because if somebody did that to you,
I'll be pissed.
Yeah, you would.
You know, that's my job. Don't make me feel good. That's my job.
Dude. See? Tasha, if you're listening, see what I told you? You wouldn't like that at all. But the funny thing is, I like the same thing, except in regards to doing for other, like in a service aspect, I guess. You get a certain.
Yeah, it's just fun.
Feeling from that. But I don't know. I still feel like you have to do things for yourself.
But for me, that is for myself.
It's not, though. It's for other people.
But you can't tell me that's not for me, though.
But if you cannot tell me the last time you, like, legit enjoyed yourself.
But that's what I enjoy.
Okay.
I mean, other than, like, hanging out with comics and just, like, a diner hang, those are fun.
What is a diner hang?
A diner hang?
You almost made me cuss.
A diner hang is just when you're just hanging out with comics and you're just at a diner and you're just talking about comedy and...
Let me look in Urban Dictionary.
That's what we call them, a diner hang.
Oh, goodness.
That's what I like. Well, that.
I don't, like, do diner hangs.
Huh?
I don't do diner hangs.
That's what I like to do. I mean, it used to be going to the club. Now I would rather just go to a diner and hang out and just talk comedy with my friends.
Well,
go to Waffle House and just talk comedy. Talk about how the show went. Well, who's doing what in comedy? Did you see this? Heard this podcast? Did you see this video? You know, just talk about social issues. That's what I'm into.
You should get on Comedians in Cars or whatever that is.
Yeah, oh yeah. Let me call Jerry and get on there.
You might want a diner hang.
No, not with him. I heard he's an asshole.
I heard the same about you.
I am.
Well, then y'all we get along.
I don't have, yeah, right. I have no money.
What the hell do with anything? You could afford a cup of coffee and a donut.
Not with Jerry. Now we're off the rails here. So I had a great time. It was a good experience. I really didn't meet anybody.
What?
That's the thing.
You went in planning not to meet anybody.
Did I?
Right. Yes, you did.
I got in and out, went to the gym, called a number. I wasn't on the list. Raced out in the gym, went back to the hotel, got some Caribbean food, ate it, fell asleep, got up in the morning, came home.
Sounds like a blast in a glass.
It really wasn't that bad. It was disappointing. It hurt. But, everything happens for a reason. It's fine. So, yeah.
Well, you got a memory out of it.
I did. So, all right. Anything else about 27 minutes? No, you
pretty much forced me to do this, so I don't know.
I hope people enjoy it. We kind of go back and forth.
Sorry. That is...
No, people like this. They do, I think. I hope so. I say it like I got a huge... No, they want to hear this. They want to hear the bickering about me not enjoying my life. I do enjoy my life. I don't get too high. I try not to get too low. That, you know, so I don't know. But I do enjoy things.
Okay.
I enjoy my life, damn it.
Well, we need to get you on with Jerry, not Springer, Jerry Seinfeld.
I'm not worried about that.
With donuts and
no,
cars.
No, I can't have a donut. It's comedians and cars getting coffee.
If Jerry Seinfeld wants to have some donuts with you, then you're
gonna... Oh, actually, there was an episode. Which episode was that? What, they had donuts. What was that? That was Brian Regan. When they got the donuts. We watched it.
Brian Regan?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
But they did get donuts.
What did they have?
Because he was like, you're having another donut? And he was like, I eat like a child. He's just like, I eat so much food. And he talked about how... one time, he said he orders 2-foot-long meatball subs. And then my buddy Steve Rogers, he opens for him all the time. So I text Steve. I'm just like, hey, I'm watching this Comedians in Cars with Regan. Does he really eat a lot of food? He's like, dude, it's insane how much food he eats. He's like, I can't even believe.
Is he in shape?
Who, Regan?
Yeah.
I mean, he's an older guy. He's not, I mean, he doesn't have a six-pack, but he definitely, he's no, like, fluffy or Ralphie May. He's just a normal looking guy, but he's not, fat or obese or overweight.
Fat metabolism.
Yeah, he does have a lot of energy, but there's something that he doesn't do, and I'm like, oh, that's why he can really eat like that. I don't know if it's drinker. It's just something that he really doesn't do, where it's just like him eating a lot doesn't really affect him. Yeah. I think when you combine a lot of other bad habits, eating a lot. But all right, sorry, that got weird. And this is a long episode. Hopefully it lets me upload the whole thing. But there's the show. That's the show. Appreciate it. At Chris Allen Comedy, at Kalala's Closet on Instagram. Check out her blog. Right, Bot?
Yep.
You're not even going to plug your own blog?
You just did. All right. Kalala's Closet.
Peace.